comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Hello and welcome to the Eldritch. Oh, I knew I'd say it. Hello and welcome to the new show called Call Kira About Aging. I'm your host, Kira Reginato, and I have been doing the Elder Care Show for almost 3 years on KSRO, and I'm used to saying that, but we have moved to Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. and changed it to an hour format for call-in, so the new name is Call Kira About Aging. So I don't want anybody to be confused. I am not confused. I know that we're doing a new show. We have a phone number to give you, and I'd like you to write it down, because whenever you have a question, you can now call us on Call Kira About Aging. It's 707-332-6833. Listeners asked us to do a call-in show, and of course we needed more time to get to the calls. That's why we've moved to 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And I want to thank Brian Sobel. He has been the inspiration for me to get my ducks in a row and do the show for an hour. So Brian, if you're listening, thank you so much. If this is your first time listening, I want to let you know that we choose a topic every month on the show, and then each week we do a show on that topic. October is amazing. The topic is sex and getting older, and the show is going to be explicit all month, so it's not appropriate for children. I do want to let you know that. We're always talking on my show about what's good for your brain as you age, and we know about good nutrition, we know about the importance of exercise and social connection, but you know what, you guys? Sex is really good for your brain and your body as you get older, too. So to kick off the month, I brought in this really fun expert. She is going to help us talk about sexuality, intimacy, and relationships later in life twice this month, today and in a few weeks. My guest is Catherine Forsyth. She is a MSW, which means she has a master's in social work, and she's super comfy talking about anything to do with sexuality. So you can call us at any time during our show today. Again, at 707-332-6833. Catherine, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it. This is exciting.
Yeah, the debut show. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Well, you know, I was chuckling to myself as I got ready for this show that I'm the host. So, of course, I come to the show with a bias and I get to do what I want to do. And I love the topic of sex. I like sex. I like connectedness. And I thought, when I get older, I want to know what I can expect. How's my body going to change? What's normal? What's not? And I know men oftentimes have just as many concerns about this as we women do.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Kira. First of all, hats off to you for discussing this topic.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a dicey topic, and it's very difficult for a lot of people to discuss, which is why it's the big pink elephant in the room. Nobody wants to discuss it, and yet it really is the core of who we are. As men and women, we are born a man, we will die a man. We are born a woman, we will die a woman. You know, transsexual transitioning, notwithstanding, yeah, that's pretty much who you're going to be all your life. And the way we articulate that throughout our life is really what makes up our sexuality. And for everyone, it's different. You know, it's like snowflakes. Everybody comes to this subject differently. Everyone's had different experiences. And yet, it is the most private of all topics. So hats off to you for approaching it and saying, yeah, when we age, you know what? It's still good. Let's share that good news with everybody.
Well, I'm glad you're putting a positive spin on it, because that's my goal with Call Kira About Aging. You know, I'm actually hoping that 20 and 30-year-olds are listening today, too, because this is knowledge is power. I've learned a lot pre-interviewing all my guests this month, getting ready for these shows. But if you're a kid who's listening to this, you have a lot of stereotypes about old people and what it's like to, I mean, it's considered icky. And I don't like that. I want to change it. I'm going to be old someday. And I do want to have sex. And I do want to be intimate with people in my life. So I don't want people making fun of me.
Yeah, that's really interesting, the stereotypes that are out there. I In fact, I just did a program yesterday, and I was talking to a group of seniors. These are folks 55 all the way to actually 95.
Wow.
And one of the exercises we did that I do a lot with my groups is we talk about what are the assumptions that society has about older people and sexuality and intercourse and self-pleasuring and just actually being a man or a woman in the older time of life. And this is the list that they came up with. I think it's very interesting. First of all, once you get to be this, you know, these are stereotypes, remember.
And this is coming from seniors telling you what they think the stereotypes are.
Yeah, this is seniors telling me.
This isn't grade school kids.
No. Okay. But these are the stereotypes that they have encountered. And it's important that our listeners hear that these are stereotypes.
That they've encountered. Okay.
Yeah, that they've encountered. One is that once you get to be a certain age, and we could probably label that 60, 65, 70, depending on the liberalness of the person speaking, everybody is homogeneous. In other words, there's no individuality as far as sexuality goes. You are a grandmother, you're a grandfather, or you're just an older person. So there's no sense of womanness or manness that jumps out at you. This is what they encounter. You know, you're my grandpa. You can't be holding that woman's hand. Why would you do that? Grandpas don't do that unless it's me whose hand you're holding, as the grandkid might say.
So you become your role.
You become, yeah.
Just like why people say it's icky to think of their parents doing it.
Yeah.
It just makes their skin crawl, and yet, here you are.
Crazy.
The parents had to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, women seem to lose their sexuality to the public. Of course, all these are not true, that people have desires. The libido does not go away. In fact, research has shown us that that's one of the last places that we lose our ability to relate to the world.
Yay!
Yeah,
that's
it's
such
exciting.
Important.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, somebody had to do research on that,
right? Right. Well, you know, that plays out, actually, as you know, and at the end of the month, we're going to talk about this, but in some of the retirement communities, in the memory units where people have Alzheimer's or dementia, they're still very active sexually.
Yep.
So that area of the brain does not go away. It's very much a part of who we are. Anyway, it's exciting because there are so many good things that can happen late in life. People fall in love. People find new relationships. Men and women who were gay and were afraid to come out late in life frequently.
Right.
So it's a time of restarting, of re-energizing. And I tell folks all the time, what we need to do is redefine how we think of ourselves as older people at this time in our life, because the redefinition is what's going to give us the permission and the hope. It's very exciting. I mean, I think about one couple in particular that I encountered in one community that I worked with, and we will call them Jack and Jill.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jack and Jill were in a community in San Francisco together. This is a true story. And they had both had slight dementia, but not enough that it would really affect their lives. But they were living in this community. They went to the community sponsored a trip to Reno.
Now, were they married?
They were not
just
married.
Just two residents.
Oh, these
living
are two
at
residents. They're just good friends.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They're just good friends. They ate lunch together. People knew about it. So anyway, they went on board the van and went to Reno and had a special little place in Reno that was cordoned off for this group to do their gambling and to see the shows, etc. End of the day comes. No Jack and Jill. Where are Jack and Jill? Well, it turns out that Jack and Jill have been planning this trip for 6 months. And they got to Reno, found a quiet corner, ran away, went to the Justice of the Peace and got married. They found them across town in a motel. And when, of course, they had to put an all-points bulletin out to find them. And when they found them, the van went and picked them up. And they said, what are you doing? And they said, nobody believes us when we say we're in love. Nobody in our community would give us permission to have a room to ourselves. We couldn't be private.
Wow.
So they planned it. Now, that it's a funny story, but it points up some of the assumptions that we as a society have. Jack and Jill, Jack is now 85, Jill is 80, and they talk about how wonderful it is being married and how fun it is. And I saw Jack the other day. I said, "Hey, Jack, how's Jill?" He said, "You know what? She makes me feel 25. I love it. I have the best sex I've ever had."
At 85
at
people.
At 85
See,
people.
That's what I want to get out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and we're talking about not using Viagra, just being very happy with his own system, and it's very exciting. So there's a lot when we are able to overcome all these assumptions and we're able to say to ourselves, because, you know, when you're in this age group, when you're in the 55, 65, 75 age group, and you're bombarded with the youth-centric culture that we have, you can't help but become part of that and think, well, yeah, maybe I am old.
Well, but
maybe.
here's the point. I just want to interrupt you, because here's the point I've been thinking about, is that the baby boomers were the biggest cohort of the same age, right? We're getting to the point where we're going to be an aging society, which is where we have more people over 65 than we do under 15. They call it more walkers than strollers,
right?
You've heard that.
Of course.
So if we are the generation that did free love, I'm a baby boomer, you're a baby boomer, and we changed what sex looked like, why can't we change sex how it looks when we're 80?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we can do that. Now, the 80-year-olds now are not in the boomers. If you look at a timeline for 80-year-olds today, and any of the audience is listening to 80-year-olds, these people, these folks have gone through tremendous historical changes in the area of how we view sexuality. I mean, at the turn of the century, none of them were alive, but at the turn of the 1900s, Lillian Russell was the big sex star of the time, weighed in at 200 pounds. And you compare that to what we've got today, and you think of all the evolution that these people saw. They saw the Kinsey report come out.
Right, right.
They were over childbearing age when the pill came out. The biggest event that changed history and sexuality ever in the history of the world, followed by the next event that changed the history or changed how we looked at sexuality, and that was
AIDS.
Well, that wasn't AIDS. It was Roe v. Wade.
Ah,
yeah,
the right to having
an
abortion.
All of this is all about changing mores, changing values, and it's all about giving permission to people to have sex migrate from the mandatory behavior it was pre-1950 to the pleasurable, fun sex for entertainment activity that it became after the pill came around. So there's a mindset that has to take place. And of course, now we've got sex all over the internet and sex on your phone, sex anywhere you want it, basically. So for the 80-year-olds today, that's a tremendous change that's happened. Now, we as boomers, especially the people who are at the leading edge of boomers, who were at Haight-Ashbury and really set the stage for all of this, yeah, we will change it. We will change it. But we still bump up against that darn youth-centric culture where, you know, you and I have talked about body image and about plastic surgery and all the issues that have to do with your sexuality. So you bump up against that constantly. Also, for boomers at this age, we are, oh my gosh, we're at a time of seismic change. You know, no generation in the history of the world is going to live as long as we've lived. So what the heck do we do with that extra third of life that we suddenly have got ahead of us?
Call on me, I know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, honestly, I've heard people say now that they're retired, they can spend more time in bed. Now that their kids are gone, they can spend more time in bed. And the whole idea that luxurious not being interrupted to have to go drive somebody somewhere or to make dinner. I mean, honestly, it gives you something to look forward to.
I got a great story about that. I have a client, it's a couple that I was working with, and they came to me because simply they already had a good sex life, but, you know, hey, they'd been married for 35 years. They were in a rut. They wanted some new, exciting activities, which is part of what I do for folks, is to take the good and rev it up and make it better.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, this is a great story because they were at home, they were watching Law and Order, which is on, I think, every channel available
every hour.
Every hour. If you are bored, it's always there. Anyway, they were watching, and she said, and we'll call her Jean, not her real name, of course, to protect her privacy. We'll say Jean. Her husband is 60. Jean is 57. She was watching Law and Order. And in comes her husband. We'll call him Jim. And Jim has on a police cap, a very tight blue shirt, and tight jeans, and comes in and grabs her and says to her, "I'm going to make you talk." And she said she laughed. She laughed hysterically. She said, "Oh, you're so funny." He said, "No, I'm not kidding." And they were role-playing, and he uh-huh. grabbed her and put handcuffs on her. And then, I mean, this was after our sessions, and I said, "Why don't you try a little role-playing? Why mm-hmm. don't you mix it up a little mm-hmm. bit?" So they went through all sorts of fun activities, and she said, for the first time in my life, he was dominant, and I was the sub, and it was fun. He made me do all sorts of stuff, and she said, we were getting right to the end of it, totally uninterrupted, having the time of our lives. The phone rings, and they both look at their watches and knew they had to answer it because it was their son, Ted, who was going to tell them if he'd gotten into law school or not.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Isn't that funny? But they had all that time, and they said it never would have happened prior to that. So the point is, yes, you're right. We still have an opportunity to have lots of fun, and that's great. And there is more time available. Some folks, though, find that they want to rev it up a little bit and find a new way to look at sex, and that's really important to find that avenue.
You are just the perfect guest to be having on as my new debut show of Call Kira About Aging. I'm in with Catherine Forsyth. She's an expert on sexuality, intimacy, and relationships later in life. We're going to go to a break, and you can call us with your questions at 707-332-6833.
This is Dorothy, Director of Admissions for Golden Living Centers. Every day, I get calls from families who tell me, "I promised my mom I would never put her in a nursing home." I understand that pledge and wanting to honor your mom's wishes, but health care has changed. People used to stay in the hospital until they were well enough to go home. Nowadays, it's customary to spend time in a rehabilitation facility to fully recover. If you have a loved one in the hospital, I'd be happy to visit and explain how we can help with the short-term stay and that our goal is to get people home quickly. We want them to be safe when they return back to their life and thrive.
If your loved one needs a rehabilitation facility, call Golden Living Centers at 763-4109. They have post-acute rehab facilities in Napa, Sonoma, Santa Rosa, and Petaluma, and they can give you a tour anytime.
Call me, Dorothy, at 763-4109. Experience the golden difference. We're the best.
Are you somebody that hides their smile? Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while because, well, quite frankly, you're afraid. Dr. Kelly Elward understands your fear, but she's here to help ease those fears and help you get a great smile, one you'll love to show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kelly Elward. For the last 8 years, I have offered sedation dentistry as an option for my patients. It's easy, and it's helped even the most fearful of my patients complete their needed dental work. What exactly is it, you ask? It's simple. You take a pill the evening before your appointment to ensure that you get a good night's rest. In the morning, you take a different medication that allows you to peacefully relax during your procedure and often leaves you with very little memory of your visit. Many of my patients, after experiencing this comfortable and safe option, have said, "I wish I hadn't waited so long." If sedation dentistry sounds like it's something for you, give our office a call today at 539-4646 or check us out on the web at drelward.com for more information.
Home can be a busy place. Kids heading off to school, both of you off to work. So many things to jam into one day. How do you do it all? Life is certainly a balancing act, and you're doing a good job of it. You don't have any time to waste. You have everything organized, and saving time is almost as important as saving money. In fact, the more time you save, the more time you have to relax and enjoy your home and family. That's why when you need something for the kitchen, you head to one place, the only place that's been here since 1924. Hardesty's Homewares. Everyone knows Hardesty's, staffed by friendly people who love to cook and entertain. Filled with every food gadget known to mankind, and womankind too. Hardesty's Homewares. There's no place like home. there's no place like Hardesty's. Hardesty's Homewares, open Monday through Saturday in Farmers Lane Plaza at the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa.
Visit their new location, still in Farmers Lane Plaza, but now next to Starbucks.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
And we're back. You are listening to the new show called Call Kira About Aging, formerly the Elder Care Show. We move to an hour time slot today, Saturdays, from 2 to 3 p.m. No longer going to be on Fridays at 12:30 on Ask the Expert. If it's your first time listening, what we do is we choose a topic for the month, and then each week we bring you shows about that topic. This month we're talking about sex and getting older. What happens? What can we expect? We're going to be talking about a lot of confidential things here, things people might be a little uncomfortable to talk about, but guess what? You guys are just listening. However, if you do have a question, you can call our studio anytime at 707-332-6833. I'm in with Catherine Forsyth. She is an expert on sexuality, later life relationships. I'm so glad she's here. And, you know, before we went to break, you were talking about some of the seismic changes that we baby boomers are going to put in the Earth's crust. Talk more about that.
Exactly. Well, I think the seismic changes are the changes that are happening to us at this new time of life. You know, as I was saying before break, we've gotten to this time, and for the first time in history, we've got more money. Well, who knows in this economy, but all things being equal, our health is better, we're better medicated, we're better educated. It's all working for us. But, you know, life sometimes gives us the big push. So as we talk about the topic of sexuality, it's really important to understand that there are challenges. And some of the challenges aren't all physical. I know that you and I discussed talking about some of the physical challenges.
We will. Yeah, I want to do that.
But I think that some of them are environmental, too, and very, very real to people. You know, I want to make sure that we don't leave our listeners thinking, well, why aren't I having a good sex life if I'm 75 years old? And the reason for that is sometimes the environment creates a really difficult obstacles that are sometimes tough to overcome. So let's talk about what's happening to us that have to do with, would have an impact on our sexuality or on our sexual expression, which is how we express ourselves as men or women. In a perfect world, we would all be beautiful and gorgeous until the day we died and fell off the face of the earth. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work that way because we, A, can't afford the plastic surgery, and B, life gives us little obstacles that we don't intend to have happen, and of course they come whether we want them or not. But of course the obvious ones are the physical ones. You know, our butts sag, our breasts sag, our bellies form, our faces fall, our eyes droop, our skin dries out. For women, the walls of the vagina dries out. For men, sometimes erectile dysfunction comes into play. So, you know, it's really important we look at that because there's no place that those changes play out more than in the drama of the bedroom. So that's an impact. All right, now let's talk about the environment that we're in. Long-term relationships. Okay, sometimes they end. We're looking at a time now, those of us in the field of looking at relationships late in life, we're looking at what we call serial relationships. In other words, it used to be 22, 18, whatever, you're married, you marry him, you have your 50th wedding anniversary, there's a big cake, everybody dances, you die.
Okay. Well, that certainly encapsulates.
That's right. But of course, it's not happening anymore. People are outliving that time, and they are saying to themselves, looking across the table at this person at dinner and saying, you know, who are you and why are you here? And it's not a memory loss. It's that they're not interested in that person anymore. Sometimes that relationship can be fixed. It's just pure boredom. But other times it needs a new person. And many people, you know, Alan Tipper Gore are a great example of this. They just kind of went their separate ways. And, you know, good luck to you. Here's a long-stemmed rose. I wish you well. I will always love you. next. And I think that's what's happening. So that's a lot of pressure to be the first generation that's breaking through that old moray of getting married, staying married. Redefining sex. Sometimes the relationships that can be salvaged really need to redefine and re-energize it. That means for the first time in their relationship, sitting down with someone like myself and saying, all right, Susie, what do you like to do? And Fred, what do you like to do? And have them list them separately. And you'd be amazed, you put those two lists together and they don't even come close. Then you do the list of, okay, Susie, what do you think Fred likes? And Susie makes the list without showing it to Fred, and Fred makes the list without showing it to Susie, and you compare them. There's nothing on that list that the other person really liked.
Really? That's your normal? That's what you normally see in your practice?
That's because, well, you get a couple things that people
but
like.
But it's the exception.
It's actually the exception. You know, you good example of it is pornography. I think that's a really great example. Pornography is made, used to be, not so much anymore, but still primarily is designed for men. So that action happens within the first 5 minutes, because if you're a man, you're hardwired for that. You want to get it up, get it over, and you're done. For a woman, that's very frustrating. So a lot of women who are raised in the, even the boomer generation as liberated women, were still taught to please their men. So the generation that's 60 plus, 55 plus, 70 plus, that generation is still trying to please the man and have never told their guys, I don't like to watch porn. So it comes out on this list, but there is hope. There's a wonderful woman by the name of Candida Royale who is in Los Angeles, and she's a woman now in her late 50s herself who has devoted her life to making erotica, which is what I like to call it, for women and men to watch. And it's really good because it's what women need, which is the longer lead-up time. There's a good story. There's some love involved. Maybe not, but at least it throws a crumb to it.
I have to say I totally agree. When I've watched porn, I'm like, I don't understand how this can be. How can they care for each other? It's been 2 minutes and she delivered a pizza. I don't understand.
That's right.
And the men I'm with are like, no, it's great. And I'm like, well, I just don't feel anything for the characters yet.
That's
I'm not
right.
getting turned on watching this.
That's
There's pepperoni
right.
flying, but I'm not moved.
I what? Know.
How? I don't I get know. How we're so different.
I
need more time. I need more of a story. I said I can only suspend my disbelief for so long.
That's right.
You know?
And you know, the other frustration with it is that of course, these guys who are professional actors now, I mean, it's a huge industry. It's the biggest convention that Las Vegas ever has for an industry, and that's the porn industry. So it's a huge industry, and these are professional actors, and of course they're auditioned for body part size, but they take Viagra. So, you know, what you don't see in this is that you may see this really exciting, titillating scene, but what you don't see is that there was 10 takes of that scene, and in between each take, they went and got a cup of Starbucks and talked about what they were going to name their new kitten. You know,
And
I'm talking about a little cat that meows. I'm not talking about their girlfriend. So anyway, there's long-term relationships need a real boost. Then you get into serious illness and disease. And that's a real problem. You know, we've got also that. You think about it, everyone seems younger than you, too. You know, your doctor looks like he's or she is in eighth grade, you know.
Yes, so that is right.
This is a problem. It's all in learning how to redefine it, and there are ways to redefine it and really get excited about being a sexual person again.
Now, give out your phone number and your contact info, because you're talking about the work that you do, so people should be able to call you.
Okay. My phone is 707-938-7090.
And we're going to go to break, and we'll get your that's not the right number. That's fine. We'll get it on the other side of the break. You are listening to Call Kira About Aging. If you have a question, you can call us today at 707-332-6833. We'll be right back. If you want to know how good medicine can get, call Dr. Tom Yateau, a family physician with a concierge medical practice in Santa Rosa and Healdsburg. Dr. Yateau?
I concentrate on a small number of patients so I can give them all the time it takes to make sure their care is done right.
Dr. Yateau is currently accepting patients, so call now, 579-1400, online at mypatientsfirst.com.
Equus Restaurant and Lounge Bar at the Fountain Grove Inn has been transformed. Think bistro, think hip, think inviting, think chic. Equus Restaurant and Lounge Bar, delicious food, a great meeting place, and happy hour like no other.
Planning a party? Think Fountain Grove Inn for your next event. Think weddings, think celebrations, think class reunions. Fountain Grove Inn offers private event spaces for any type of gathering. Having a small gathering or get-together with family or friends? Think Equus Restaurant and Lounge Bar for your next intimate event. All menus are created by Equus Restaurant and Lounge Bar's executive chef. To plan your next event, call Equus Restaurant and Lounge Bar at the Fountain Grove Inn.
Think new. Think fun. Think exciting. Think about adding Equus to your it list. It list. Make a lunch or dinner reservation today, or just come and hang out. Equus Restaurant and Lounge Bar. FountainGroveInn.com. Equus.
Join Clover Stornetta and the news and talk of Sonoma County 1350 KSRO this Saturday at our special time from 1 to 2 for the next Cooking in Sonoma show. Live from the Ginger Grill and Demonstration Kitchen at G&G Supermarket in Santa Rosa, it's Cooking in Sonoma with Chef Josh Silvers of Sarah Restaurant and Jackson's Bar and Oven. Josh, along with guest chef Evelyn Chetham of Worth Our Weight Culinary Apprentice Program, will prepare recipes featuring Petaluma Poultry's free-range Rocky Jr. whole chickens. For over 40 years, Petaluma Poultry has produced chicken that is locally grown on certified sustainable ranches where the chickens are free to roam and are never fed any antibiotics, growth stimulants, hormones, or animal byproducts. Josh's recipes will also include the finest Clover Stornetta dairy products. It's the next live Cooking in Sonoma show presented by Clover Stornetta and KSRO. This Saturday, special time from 1 to 2 p.m. in the Ginger Grill at G&G Supermarket in Santa Rosa.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
And we're back. You're listening to Call Kira About Aging, formerly the Elder Care Show. We are now on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. This month, we're talking about sex and getting older. And the show, again, is not for kids. I'm talking with Catherine Forsyth, and before we went to break, I wanted you to give out a phone number and your website so that people can contact you if they're interested in working with you, if they're a couple and want to rev up their sex life.
Yeah, if they're a couple, or I work with a lot of single folks, too.
Okay.
You know, a lot of women who are entering back into the date arena, and they don't know quite how to understand themselves, how to relate to men. It sure was different then than it is now.
Okay, good.
You know, and couples and men and women, so both. All right, the phone number, the correct phone number is 707-938-7490. That's 707-938-7490. And you are welcome to call me Kat, and that number is a private number. It comes only to my office, so it's secure. This is a very sensitive topic, and people call and say, I don't want anybody to know I'm calling, but I'm really worried about something. So this is a good opportunity, a good way to do it. You can also reach me through my email, which is info@getasecondwind.com. Now, get a second wind is four words, all run together, and that's the name of my website as well. So the website is getasecondwind.com, and you'll find a whole bunch of fun stuff, a blog. It's just a lot of fun stuff to join the community, talk about sexuality and relationships and intimacy at this age.
Well, talk about the book that you are just about to release. And
yes.
I want to let listeners know that she's been kind enough to agree to give away three copies as soon as it's off the presses.
This is very exciting. This book is directly out of a program I do called Sex on the Porch, which is a program for women. We meet once a month, and we talk about everything under the covers that you can imagine. All sorts of questions come up, and I know you and I are going to chat about that in a minute.
Well, I want to ask all my personal
questions. Yeah. I'm here for you, Kira.
This is so great.
The name of the book is Sexperienced, guide for the seasoned woman seeking new possibilities.
Wow, fabulous. And this is just about to be released,
right? It's
about
to be released in about 2 weeks. You'll be able to get it on Amazon. You can also, if you are interested, you can go to my website, getasecondwind.com, and you can sign up and get a 40% discount when the book comes out.
Okay.
So sign up on that list because you're going to want it. This is for all women who are 55 plus who would like to change it up a little bit, who would like to even know a little bit about what's normal.
Yeah.
What is okay? And how come I'm having these changes? And I talk a lot about body image and what I call age gain, which is the changing of who we are and accepting it. And people who leave my seminars leave with two words, and that is own it. Own it. Own it.
Well, that's interesting because recently I have gained weight in my tummy and I haven't changed what I've eaten. I'm still running. And I said to a healthcare professional, who is this body? Is this temporary? Is this permanent? And if it's permanent, I need to actually go out and buy new clothing.
Yeah.
But I don't, I mean, I haven't done anything different but become a little older. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to other women, they've said, yes, this belly weight is normal. And somebody actually told me that they think it is ancestral in the sense that the younger women in the tribe would always get taken care of, but that the women put on this extra layer to draw from for food and energy because in ancient times, you might not necessarily get the attention and get taken care of by the community you were living in.
You know, Kira, that's
I mean, I had never heard that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And if you look at all of, really, all of how our miraculous body is put together, it is, it does have to do with the fact that we, as much as we don't want to think this, we're still animals. And we still have bodies that change. And our body is an amazing machine. In the field of sexuality particularly, here's something that is definitely has to do with Mother Nature taking care of us. And our Western culture now and our civilization trying to override what Mother Nature does to take care of us. Here it is. This has to do directly with what we're talking about with sex. We all know that men, after the age of 50, 60, 70, have softer erections. It just happens. I mean, occasionally you meet a guy who doesn't, but it just does. And it's perfectly normal, and it's perfectly natural, and it doesn't mean that you can't have intercourse. You can, although I encourage my clients to look at other avenues that are just a lot more fun because they don't need to get anybody pregnant anymore. Let's let that big kahuna go. Anyway, back to the fact that many men have a softening of erections. And I am not going to call it erectile dysfunction because it's not a dysfunction.
Right.
Okay. So
it's nature.
It's nature.
Okay.
So
and they can still have an orgasm.
And they can still have an orgasm. In fact, you can have you can ejaculate and have an orgasm. And they are actually two physiologically separate components, ejaculation and an orgasm, because you can have an orgasm without an ejaculation. And you can actually, a man can actually ejaculate without an orgasm. Most of the time, 99.9%, they go together. But they can happen separately. In fact,
I think that is a very good question to ask somebody at the bar tonight.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I think that takes about, that's a four martini question.
Okay, I'm going to wait then.
That's right. But anyway, back to what I was saying about what you were suggesting, evolutionary and wise, and how our bodies are really miraculous beings. So men have softer erections. Women, on the other hand, have we call it in the field an atrophying of the vagina, and that's a scary term, so it's really, I don't like to use that, but that's really what it's called. And that just means a shrinking of the vagina and a lessening of the lubricants that we naturally produce. We still can produce lubricants, but the vagina is smaller. So if you think about it, it fits perfectly because you have a softer erection with a smaller vagina that doesn't It lubricate as much, and they still work perfectly together. That's Mother Nature. But what have we done? Oh, no, we're not going to settle for that one. So we have Viagra, we have Cialis, we've got Levitra, we've got all sorts of herbal over-the-counter drugs for men to make sure that they can stay big and strong and stiff and like a giant telephone pole. Well, that's not so comfortable for a woman who is in her 60s. In fact, it can be very painful. So it's amazing how, and for women, of course, we now have stretchers so you can stretch your vagina back out again. You can have plastic surgery so that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, my God.
And it's just, and it's all.
I didn't hear of any of this. Pre-interviews.
You can just let that go and enjoy what we have. It's amazing. You know, we've got a nice little system here, and people have been enjoying it for centuries upon centuries until somebody discovered, quite by accident, right, Viagra. So anyway.
Well, so is it true that my belly fat is to feed me and keep me going because I'm getting older? Is that true?
My point is, think about it. I mean, think about it. A newborn has fat around them so that they can sustain and they can get nutrients and they can make sure that they get to live to a certain age, at which point they can hand to mouth feed themselves. So when we get older and we were in the tribe, which we don't need to be anymore because this 65-year-old that's now in the tribe is in the tribe at the bar having a martini. It's a different tribe.
Yeah.
Still the idea is that it is naturally given to you by your body to protect you. You can exercise it off. You can have plastic surgery to take it off. You can get rid of it, but you work darn hard at it. And sometimes I think it's better just let Mother Nature do her thing.
You hear that, people? I'm getting a bigger wardrobe. Damn it, and I'm still going to be sexy as hell.
You bet, girl.
You are listening to Call Kira About Aging, the talk show where we just go wherever we want to go. This month we are talking about sex and getting older. You can call us at 707-332-6833. We'll be right back after this message.
Their senior in their life doesn't have companionship, isn't eating much, and has become withdrawn. Maybe you're like me, in the sandwich generation. You're raising your family, you're working, and you're also caring for your older loved one. You deserve some help, and that's where Home Instead comes in. Home Instead's companionship services provide a healthy interaction and activity vital for seniors to retain their cognitive abilities and physical health. From conversation and eating companionship to playing card games or visiting neighbors and friends, our screened, trained, and professional caregivers truly enjoy working with seniors. This month, we're offering one free hour of care with the purchase of two. Let us show you what Home Instead can do. Online at homeinstead.com/Sonoma or call 586-1516. That's 586-1516.
It's harvest time again. The Sonoma County Harvest Fair is September 30th through October 2nd at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Taste the county's best wines and foods. Enjoy animal exhibits, pumpkin carving, chef demos, wine seminars, and live jazz. Enjoy the wildly popular World Championship Grape Stomp and family-friendly activities. Microbrew tastings, live music Saturday, and Sunday giant pumpkins compete for the blue ribbon. But wine is the real treat at the Harvest Fair. Tasting, learning, pairing. Our brand new grand tasting event starts Friday at 5:30. Sample award-winning wines and foods, buy them in our new Harvest Fair Marketplace, and mingle with the vintners and chefs. The Sonoma County Harvest Fair, Friday, September 30th, noon to 7. Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd, 10 to 7. Admission just $8. Kids 7 to 12, $3, 6 and under free. For a complete schedule of events and tasting hours, visit harvestfair.org. Join us at the Sonoma County Harvest Fair this weekend, Friday through Sunday.
Lifeline, the original and leading medical alert service for over 35 years, is there for you 24/7, 365. Lifeline, with the new auto alert option, is the only pendant-style help button that automatically places a call for help if a fall is detected and a senior is unable to push the button. Call now for our fall special, free installation and setup, and $80 value. Call 778-7883 or phcd.org. Lifeline, a service of the Petaluma Healthcare District.
Doing the garden, digging the weeds.
You're listening
Who
to Call
could
Kira.
Ask for more?
We're back. You're listening to Call Kira About Aging, hour-long call-in format, and we're talking with Catherine Forsyth. She is an expert on sexuality, intimacy, and relationships later in life. When we go to the next break, we're going to be giving away copies of her book, Sexperience, to the callers. And the phone number you'll be calling, you can either call 636-1350, as you always do, or 707-332-6833. When we went to break, you mentioned, sort of normalizing our body changes. And on Sex on the Porch, this group that you do when women are talking about anything they want to bring up. What's some of the main things that they're concerned or worried about?
Across the board, the very first thing is body image. I mean, it doesn't fail. We have what we call the anonymous question box because some people are uncomfortable asking questions, so they can put any question they want they put any question they want in the anonymous question box, and I fish them out and answer them one at a time. And sometimes they're really edgy, and some of them are pretty basic. But always, 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 there's two or three questions in there. I feel old. I feel ugly. I'm starting to date again. What do I do about that? Do men really only want younger women? Those are the questions that keep coming up over and over again. And that's, of course, where we talk about own it, baby. And the real true beauty comes from the inside. That's really a critical point, too, to understand that how do you get there, though? It's easy to say that. Oh, yes. Well, Kira, real beauty comes from the inside. And you say, yeah, Kat, it sure does. How do you get that? How do you tap that inside you? Anyway, so at Sex on the Porch, we talk about what's normal to what feels right, and how to expand a repertoire to a marriage that's bored and needs a new shot in the arm. We talk about body image. We talk about abuse that people have had and how to let go of that and the channels to go for that. We also talk about great sex techniques and what's fun and what's not. We talk about sex toys. We talk about all over the map. But basically, what it comes down to, and what I think the women enjoy as much as all the sex education about body parts, is really understanding about body image. As I said before the break, one of the frustrations is that we as women don't lubricate as well as we used to. And there's lubricants that you can buy I just want to inject this here, no pun, about the lubricant. And that is that if you get a lubricant, please be sure you get a water-based lubricant. You don't want a petroleum-based lubricant. It doesn't absorb into the walls of the vagina, and it can be dangerous, and it can foster all sorts of bacteria behind the wall of the petroleum jelly. So do not ever use that. Always use a water-based lubricant, and never use one that has glycerin in it, which is a sugar derivative. It gets sticky, and if you are prone to yeast infections, it just can magnify the whole thing out of proportion. So get a good one. I have one that, believe me, I've searched them all at all the drugstores and online and at the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists, and in all my professional organizations, we've researched them. And the one I have on my website now it's not the most expensive, but it is, I think, the best. And it's called Slippery Stuff. Slippery Stuff.
Okay,
great
like
name,
it.
Right?
Yeah, it's a great name.
But it is good for all orifices used for sex.
Okay.
And it's really a good product. Anyway, back to the body image. Back to the body image thing. You know, it's not just women that have body image issues. Men have body image issues too. Great story about that. Years ago, I was teaching the doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical School. These were young interns who were about to take their residency, and we had a course in sexuality. And we had Dr. Paul Pearsall speak. He was the director of the Kinsey Institute time.
Uh-huh.
So he was well qualified to do this. And he did the opening keynote every year. And he always said this. He said, as medical students, you need to know one thing about your men and the women that come into you and how they feel about themselves. And that is this. Men's penises come in one size, too small. And women's breasts come in two sizes, too big and too small.
Wow.
And it was really profound. Of course, everybody chortled. But after he said that, he said, it's very true. That's our body image problem. And if you can be sensitive to that as a physician, then you are way ahead of the game. So how does that play out for us now in our age group? Well, it's very profound, really, because men not only have the issue of the performance issue, and that is, will I be able to get an erection and maintain that erection? A lot of men can get the erection but then not maintain it.
Right.
So that's that's something that is a real issue for men. So my coaching to women out there is, if you're dating a guy or if you've been in a guy with a guy in a long-term relationship, understand that that's his biggest issue, is performance. Is he going to be able to perform? So take the emphasis off performing and put it onto other oral sex or cuddling, fondling, holding, all of those things that suddenly come into a much greater degree of importance. So for men, it's also, of course, big tummies, hair, none on the head, too much on the body, all of those issues. And are they still appealing? And that's, you know, a lot of men are tempted to go towards younger women. Now, do they? I mean, this is the question I get from women at Sex on the Porch. Okay, are guys only interested in younger women? Well, ladies, let me give you a fact. Men are interested in young women because they are hardwired to do so, to look at them. It doesn't mean that they want to sleep with them. And if your boyfriend is 65, 75, 85, and you're walking down the beach with him holding hands and he's ogling these gorgeous cheerleaders or lifeguards, you know what? Celebrate that, because he's celebrating the joy of sexuality and that wonderful, wonderful energy around sexuality. And you can enjoy it with him if you say, yeah, she really does have a beautiful body. And for women, of course, there's all sorts of body image issues that come up.
We should probably talk to that when we go to break. I want to let people know that they can call now to get a copy of your book, Sexperienced. You've agreed to give away 3 copies. And we also are giving away to one lucky listener some slippery stuff. You can call us at 707-332-6833. We'll be right back after this message.
Garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight.
This is Dorothy, Director of Admissions for Golden Living Centers. Every day I get calls from families who tell me, I promised my mom I would never put her in a nursing home. I understand that pledge and wanting to honor your mom's wishes, but health care has changed. People used to stay in the hospital until they were well enough to go home. Nowadays, it's customary to spend time in a rehabilitation facility to fully recover. If you have a loved one in the hospital, I'd be happy to visit and explain how we can help with a short-term stay, and that our goal is to get people home quickly. We want them to be safe when they return back to their life and thrive.
If your loved one needs a rehabilitation facility, call Golden Living Centers at 763-4109. They have post-acute rehab facilities in Napa, Sonoma, Santa Rosa, and Petaluma, and they can give you a tour anytime.
Call me, Dorothy, at 763-4109. Experience the golden difference. We're the best.
Fairtime and the Wine Country. It's the perfect pairing. American Ag Credit invites you to come out and celebrate the unique bounty of our unique region. Since 1916, American Ag Credit has been lending you money for agriculture, with loans, lines of credit, leases, and a raft of services tailored to your needs. You see, unlike banks, agriculture is our business, our only business. We're a cooperative of farmers and ranchers with an experienced staff, a legacy of stability, and a vision for the future. We're your neighbors, your friends, your financial go-to lender when times are tough and when they aren't. For over 90 years, more growers and ranchers have come to American Ag Credit than any other lender. Build your vision with us. Call us at 800-800-4865 or visit our website, agloan.com. And of course, we'll see you at the fair. American Ag Credit, money for agriculture.
Because it's an easy way to do the right thing.
Bring your unwanted working and non-working electronics to our collection events.
Let Sonoma County Waste Management Agency and Goodwill Industries of the Redwood Empire help you do the right thing.
We'll dispose of your electronics properly and keep them out of the landfills.
Just come to one of our free collection events and drop your items off.
Log on to recyclenow.org for a list of locations and directions to this month's free e-waste recycling event with the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency and Goodwill Industries of the Redwood Empire. Bring your TVs, computers, and electronics, or large quantities from your business. Telephones, cell phones, keyboards, printers, and bring your clothes and household items, too. It's easy to do the right thing. Recycle and donate today.
Log on to www.recyclenow.org for a list of dates, times, and locations for all our recycling events.
An equal partnership with the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency and Goodwill Industries of the Redwood Empire.
Sometimes it's easy to do the right thing.
Here comes the sun.
And we're back. You're listening to Call Kira About Aging. Well, the phone lines went absolutely crazy when we offered to give away Kat's book, Sexperienced. It's Catherine Forsyth who wrote it. She's in the studio with me today. Kat, if people didn't win a copy of the book or a jar of slippery stuff, tell them about the promotion you have.
Well, on my website, if folks can go to my website and let me read that slowly for you, it's www.getasecondwind.com. That's four words, getasecondwind.com, all run together. On the right-hand side of the website, you'll see an offer to get the book. If you sign up and are interested in the book, you sign up now. When the book comes out in 2 weeks, you get a 40% discount. That's 40%. So it's www.getasecondwind.com.
And I want to mention that this is just a side note. The Wacht and Alzheimer's disease is coming up at Schoenberger Park in Petaluma. I volunteer every year, usually Friday night and Saturday. It's Saturday, October 15th. It's a 3-mile walk, and you can still register to participate or make a donation. I'd love for you to go to my website at www.lifegcm, that's lifegcm.com. Donate $5 online, you guys. And also, if your kids are in school and they need community service hours for school, they can volunteer to help Friday after school or Saturday. Call Mindy at 707-573-1210. And I just want you to mention a little bit before we end, your phone number again for people who want to hire you privately.
Okay, my number in my office is 707-938-7490. Again, that's 707-938-7490, and that's for any type of private therapy, counseling, coaching. I help people with dating, get back in the stream again, get back in that business, and really go beyond just what website to look at. We really talk about what are your needs and finding the right person and how to do that.
It's been wonderful having you here. I really appreciate your coming in to talk about this. I want to let listeners know that next week the show is actually pre-recorded, so you won't be able to call in, but we have author John Gray. He wrote Mars and Venus, and we're doing Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. And he's actually going to tell you the biochemical reasons why women need to chat and be nurturing and why men need to have their cave time. He has the new book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, and we'll be able to talk with him. If you want to sign up to get email flyers about the show, you can write us radio@callkira.com.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are interested in contacting me, please be sure to give me a call. That's 707-938-7490, or visit my website, www.getasecondwind.com. And remember that sexuality can last and should last a lifetime. Born women, die women. Let's celebrate it. Even with all the hurdles that we've got, where there's a will, there's a way. Own it.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming in today. I've been talking with Catherine Forsyth. This was our debut show of Call Kira About Aging. We're going to be on Saturdays now, you guys, on KSRO 1350 from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. We're no longer going to be on Friday afternoons at 1230. You can go to my website, which will be up in a week, which will be callkira.com. For now, you need to go to lifegcm.com, and there's wonderful events there that you can find out about in addition to the Alzheimer's Walk. Again, this has been the Call Kira About Aging show. It's been great to be in the studio, and I will look forward to taking your calls next week.
Here comes the sun.